Hello, friends. This is Paul Scharf, Church Ministries representative with the Friends of Israel Gospel Ministry. And I just could not refrain from making a short recording today talking more about the signs of the times in light of all that we are watching unfold across the world. It is truly amazing. And I truly believe we are watching as God is setting the stage for the future fulfillment of biblical prophecy during the days of the tribulation. I've been asking people in churches for the last year as I've gone out to speak, how many of you, like me, are watching and seeing things that you never really thought you would see in America in your lifetime before the rapture? And normally hands go up all across the congregation because this is such an amazing time in which we're living. You know, I spoke up in the Green Bay, Wisconsin area last weekend and I made this point. People are not as concerned these days about getting home in time for the kickoff as much as they are concerned about asking and answering the question, what in the world is going on? And it appears to me that what is going on right now is something we knew had to happen, and that is that we have known for the prophetic scenario that the scriptures describe to ultimately be fulfilled, the United States of America will have to have less of a place of prominence in the world than it has had through all of our lifetimes. And it really seems this last week like major strides have been taken toward that end. I don't say that with glee. I say it with sorrow. I say it with sadness. I say it with a hurting heart for my beloved country, my beloved nation of the United States. But nevertheless, I see it happening. And there are so many things taking place right now that it is almost boggling the mind. And I just want to remind you what the Apostle Paul tells us in 1 Thessalonians 4:13. I don't want to pull this statement out of context, but I think it's apt just to remember that he starts this great section on the rapture of the church, and he's saying these words specifically about those who have fallen asleep. But he starts with these words that we can just look at as they come to us here, standing alone for a second. He says, "I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren." And that's a great place to start, isn't it? Let's not be ignorant. Let's not be sleepwalking through these amazing times which God is allowing us to live. Paul goes on to say in the very next chapter, 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 8, "Let us who are of the day be sober." And verse 11, "Comfort each other and edify one another." This is the time for us to be awake, alert, on guard, knowledgeable, growing in our understanding of God's prophetic word. You know, God has determined that you and I are to live at this incredibly important time, and we are stewards over this opportunity that he's giving us to live at this amazing time. And, you know, we didn't choose it, and perhaps we'd have rather lived at a happier or more exciting time, but this is when God has us here to live and to serve him. We're watching the signs of the times, and I believe God would have us to continue to learn and grow and to serve him in an incredibly useful way during these days. I'll be saying lots more about this on my page here on sermonaudio.com, and I also have lots more teaching already available, including the entirety of the book of Daniel, that you can go back and listen to if you want to know more about what the Bible tells us will happen in the prophetic future. Thank you for joining me here. May the Lord comfort and encourage you today, dear friend. Let us know if we can encourage or pray for you. And may the Lord bless you until we talk again.